Dan, it's hard to believe. 50 years of the memorial. This started when I was in high school. It did. It started when I was in high school, too. It could have been grade school. I was out here as an intern and back in 1987, and I was a volunteer in 1978. The golf course has stood the test. The tournament has stood the test. And we couldn't be more proud of being able to present this version of the Memorial Tournament and all that it has to offer, and recognizing Barbara Nicklaus in the centerpiece of it.
Speaking of Barbara, we had a chance to talk to her at the Legends Luncheon, and she was always deflecting everything on everybody else.
Yes.
And that's just the way she is. But isn't it fitting that she's the one for the 50th?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And you're right. She does spend a lot of time recognizing others, and this is our chance to recognize her. She has done so much in the game of golf. She's been recognized throughout the game in so many ways because of her incredible support of philanthropic initiatives, Nationwide Children's Hospital, the Nicklaus Children's Healthcare Foundation, the Nicklaus Children's Hospital. All of that means something significant. And what it means is at the centerpiece of golf is the commitment to give back. And she leads the way. She's the first lady of the PGA Tour, and she's earned that designation by doing all the things that she's done so well. Meanwhile, being an incredible support system for Jack Nicklaus and the greatest golfer of all time, and their tandem, that team, is as good as it gets.
And we were asking Jack, he could have had any woman he wanted, probably, and he was laughing when we said that, but he said he couldn't have been with anybody other than Barbara because they just matched, right? They matched. With
yes.
Each other.
Yeah, they were a perfect match. There's no doubt. And they proved it over time. Mm-hmm. And they've created an incredible legacy that we're seeing in real time, mm-hmm. right? Just all the things that they've been able to do together and help so many people out. And what's great about this is that the center is this Memorial Tournament in Dublin, Ohio, and Central Ohio. It's truly their passion to make sure that this Memorial Tournament leaves a mark and represents all that they believe in, and we're proud to represent that.
Does it surprise you that Jack at 85 is still sharp? I mean, he was telling us stories. He always tells different stories, and some we ain't never heard before.
Yeah. He is truly amazing. Mm-hmm. He has got a mind like no other, and and it's a really meaningful mind too. I mean, he thinks about what he wants to say. He thinks about how he's affected so many people, and he's not boastful about that, but he's humble about it in a really significant way. He just he wants to make sure that he's doing the right thing, and he wants to make sure all the people around him are doing the right thing, and that's why we work so hard on making the tournament special.
And once again, the Legends Luncheon, a success.
Absolutely. $1.45 million, and now in its 15th year. And we created it as an opportunity just to bring people together outside of Memorial Tournament Week. And it's taken a life of its own with true success that's helping thousands of people.
Dan, tell me if I'm right or wrong. Did I see something about ticket prices not too long ago? Did you guys have to go up or something? Or?
So we're on we have a schedule that we release tickets in October.
Okay.
And over a period of time, we increase the number of the price of those tickets. So
okay. The
earlier you buy, the better off the ticket price. So we are in our final phase of that, and the tickets will be available now through the May 23rd. Mm-hmm. And then we'll shut them off for the year, and we're doing great. Response has been tremendous, and we're looking forward to a great week.
How are you guys able to keep everything affordable? Because, you know, nowadays everything's so priced out, but you guys have always been. We talked to Jack about this, and he said, we try to do the best we can.
Yeah, absolutely we do. We try to find that slot where we have a job to do. We got to make sure that we're performing. But we also want to make sure that it's affordable. So if you take our ticket price and you break it out by 7 days, it ends up being about $39 a day or $40 a day. That's pretty affordable in today's world.
Right.
When you're out here, we just try to keep it good and simple.
Right.
And that's our mantra on it. And I think we're accomplishing that. Meanwhile, we're able to keep on growing. We keep on growing the product in a way that keeps up with other sports, frankly. And so we have an opportunity for companies to come here and entertain at the extremely high level. And then we have individuals the ability to come out here and just enjoy the tournament as a family.
Any course changes?
No course changes that are significant this year. We're in a really good slot right now, and I think that people are going to find the golf course just matured one more year, and I think the players are going to find it as hard as it's ever been.
talk about having the memorial back where it should be in that slot,
yeah, in that
right
week,
after the
right?
Indy 500.
Yeah, we just really feel, Jack's the leader on this, we really feel comfortable that the memorial should be, have some separation between the major championships.
Mm-hmm.
Jack didn't play before major championships, so he had in his mindset that the memorial tournament should be a place where they're playing at the highest level in a really important time of year, which we are. We got to make sure it hits the right slot weather-wise in Columbus, Ohio, and we think we found that. And it's an opportunity for, frankly, Central Ohioans to enjoy this tournament and golf fans to enjoy this tournament before the summer takes over. So we're really in a nice slot where school is ending. People have a chance to get a break from work before the holidays come of 4th of July and everyone else. And as I said, the weather is important time of year. So that all of it works on this week, and we're proud to be back in that slot.
Always have a great field.
We do. And this year is no different. And we expect at the end we'll have 72 of the top players in the world competing out here. Couldn't be more proud that Scotty's our defending winner. And those guys that have committed today going forward, like Matt Fitzpatrick and Shane Lowry and Tommy Fleetwood and Hideki, all great personalities, all really good players, and we're excited to have every one of them.
One last question for me, Dan. Appreciate you taking your time. The events throughout the week.
Yeah, we have everything anybody would want. We got all the competition in the world, so you can come out here. Practice rounds Monday, Tuesday, not big crowds. Great chance to see these guys really hone their skills. Wednesday is a celebration of the game. We bring together Military Day, Youth Day. We have an incredible program with celebrities everywhere. We have our honoree ceremony and focus on all good things that are tied to golf. And then we start playing on Thursday. And throughout that week, we have activities going on in Dublin, over at the Bogey Inn, around town. And we're really proud that the Memorial Tournament's able to generate so much interest outside the ropes, that people, it's an opportunity for people to get together and use the Memorial as a platform to do it.